Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Leash on Life here on KJN as we find out what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. Andrea Ferrier with us, as always, to let us know what's going on at the shelter. Welcome back in, Andrea.
Thank you, and as always, it's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, good for both of us to be back in the saddle in here for
That's
the program
right.
This week.
Feels like it's been a while, hasn't it?
It has been. But lots of things going on at the shelter, as always, and we have plenty of pets that need to find a home.
Absolutely. Right now, there are 5 dogs at the shelter, so that we're nearing capacity. So don't delay. If you've been looking for a fuzzy friend, this is the time to come on down. We've got a wide variety in ages and sizes, so we'll get started. First off, we have Juggles. And, of course, you can always rename these animals, but Juggles is a black lab mix. He's about a year and a half old. He's house trained. He is sweet as can be. He's gentle. He's quiet, very responsive, just real smart as a whip. Got those beautiful black lab eyes. So Juggles is just really ready to be a wonderful, loyal family dog.
And he can't really juggle, right?
I don't think so, but you never know, right? I mean,
that'd be
you never
pretty
know.
Cool.
You never know. And next up, we have Molly. Molly reminds me of in Lady and the Tramp. You know, Tramp, the way he looked, his cute little face and his cocked ears. And Molly really reminds me of the way he looked. And she's a little leggier than he was in the movie, but she's just a really beautiful, cute kind of dog. She's a husky mix, 1 or 2 years old, something like that. And she really would love room to stretch those legs and run, or maybe a fenced yard, something like that. But she's just a real sweetie, very energetic and really cute. Next up, we have Ringo. And Ringo is a Jack Russell Terrier, and he was found as a stray. And these are the dogs. I mean, we don't know if Juggles can really juggle, but Ringo, he's a Jack Russell. And these are the dogs that are special trained to do, like, all kinds of fancy stuff. So, I don't know. Ringo might have some tricks up his sleeves, too. If you're looking for a smart dog, you could have fun training for all kinds of fun stuff. And then next up, we have Rascal, and he's a male beagle mix, a little taller than a standard beagle, a little bit maybe broader than a beagle, but he's really sweet. He's got a lot of energy. I mean, he's your typical beagle, tons of personality, and just really kind of a fun guy. And finally, we have Ozzy. I don't know exactly how old Ozzy is. He appears to be a little older, but still plenty of life left ahead of him. He is a male Basset Hound. Just sweet as can be. You know, I love Basset temperaments anyway. They're kind of a little laid back and they don't have as much energy. So, but unfortunately, this is a situation where an owner moved and left him behind. So the neighbors fed him and took care of him until the shelter could get him. So I just really want to remind owners, in the heat of summer, make sure that your animals are properly fenced and have enough water. But also, if you experience a family emergency, if you have a medical emergency, if you need to move to a place that doesn't take pets, or if you're moving out of the city or the state, please bring your animals to us, because the life of an animal left to fend for itself is not generally a good life. So we'd ask that you please bring your animals to us rather than just letting them be loose.
Yeah, we obviously hate that situation, you know, matter what the case may be, but it's better that they're somewhere that someone can take care of them until they have the opportunity to find a home that way.
So. You bet. And you just don't know. I mean, because of the success of this show and the community support of the shelter, we do have a very, very high adoption rate. And generally, we're able to match animals up with somebody that can give them a wonderful home. And it benefits everybody. So we'd much rather have your animals be in that situation than wandering.
All right, and so lots of choices, as you mentioned, different varieties and sizes there in the dog front, so some good options there. Hope people take advantage of that. And we also do have some young kittens available as well.
Oh, that's right. We took the last week to took an opportunity to disinfect the shelter of the kittens, and we weren't of the cat side, and we weren't accepting any to come in, but now we've opened back up and we have kittens available. We actually have 4 orange tabby kittens, and you open up the cage and they're just like a ball of little kittens. You just see eyes and ears, and they could be on a calendar. They're so cute. Orange kittens with beautiful green eyes. So if you've been looking for a kitten, they're about 8 weeks old, so old enough that they could easily go and be adopted. They're ready right now, and Oh, they are just as cute as can be.
All right, so maybe a perfect opportunity as well there to get a cat into your family and get to see them grow up. That's always fun sometimes.
Yeah.
And now we also need to let folks know where they need to go if they're going to stop by the shelter.
Sure. The shelter is located on the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd on the northwest edge of town, right there with the wastewater treatment plant. The hours are Monday through Friday from 2:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays from 8 to noon.
And they can also find out more information as well if they want to check out some online resources.
Yep, you can go to petfinder.com and type in the zip code for Atlantic, or if you're on Facebook, you can go to Atlantic Animal Shelters page.
All right, and just a reminder as well, cost is always not a prohibitive factor for the shelter. It's very affordable to get a new pet.
$10 for a cat, $25 for a dog. How about that? It doesn't get much better,
no,
really.
It really doesn't, and you could develop a nice, long, lifelong friend there for a good period of your life there to enjoy. So a good opportunity to help out, and we hope folks stop out in the shelter. And Andrea, we appreciate you taking the time to let us know what's going on.
Thanks so much. And when you go see those animals, make sure you tell the staff you heard about them on KJAN.
That's going to do it for Leash on Life.